This is what the Stellenbosch University lecturer, who also works out in Joburg, had to say about the possible options for male contraception. This is Dr. Amir Sarabi, who's a urologist who lectures in Stellenbosch. Dr. Sarabi, can you tell us what options are available when it comes to male contraception?
There are very few options available. It's basically only vasectomy and then the use of condoms. Many others have been tried, but realistically speaking, those are the only two options.
And the others that have been tried, have they failed because they weren't, they didn't get rid of enough of the sperm, or were they, what made them failures?
It's a combination of factors. One of the big problems was that they were not reliable enough. Now, with, let's say, blood pressure medication, we can work on a 90% success rate. But as far as contraception is concerned, 90%, you know, if there's a 10% failure rate, that's really too high. So we need a very high success rate, and that was one of the places where they were found lacking. And the other one was side effects. Most of the research on male contraceptive was done with regards to hormonal medication like the pill for women. And most of those trials were stopped prematurely because of two bad side effects.
Now, and I have to ask the question, you know, there are so many options when it comes to female contraception, and obviously it puts a lot of the burden of the responsibilities, rather, on women. And those have been around for quite a while.
Yes.
Why does it seem like the research for male contraception is only really now getting started? Is there an issue there?
Well, I think there are, once again, a few factors. Firstly is the whole social approach to the topic of contraception. In some communities, it is seen as the woman's responsibility. So in many parts of the world, there is not really a market for male contraception. Then the other problem is that female contraceptives are very effective, and they mostly work on a hormonal basis. Now, those same mechanisms were tried in males, but didn't seem to be as effective. And these studies have been, I mean, they were started like 30, 40 years ago. One of the other problems is that there is little funding available for research into male contraceptives. And we don't really know why that is. I mean, the Gates Foundation was involved with some research on male contraceptives until, I think, 2007. The WHO was involved with funding research on male contraceptive also until the early 2000. And they all stopped, basically because of really the poor results that were found in all of these trials.
Do you find, with the men that you see as patients, do you get asked quite often whether what options are available to men? Do you find that men actually care about contraception?
No, really, actually not. I mean, I think most men only know about vasectomy, and for them that is really the only option as far as a male contraceptive is concerned. In the population that I, my practice is, men take a lot of, or share the responsibility for the contraceptives with the female. So a lot of men would see it as their chance to contribute. So they would actually be interested in contraceptives. But I rarely have a discussion with them on other options that are available, because I think for the majority of people, they only know about vasectomy and don't know that there is the possibility of maybe something else.
And with any of the new research that's coming out, is there anything that's potentially quite hopeful? Look, I need to tell you why I'm asking this. Obviously, there's the bigger discussion, but for me personally, I have two kids and I'm thinking that I'm pretty much done. are there any other potential options on the horizon?
There are. I mean, I think the most promising one is really the reversible form of vasectomy, which is, it comes down to a gel substance that is injected into the tubes instead of tying them or cutting them like we do in a vasectomy, where you just inject a gel and you can flush it out a few years later when you maybe change your mind or you want to have kids again. I mean, that totally reversible contraceptive is really the holy grail of male contraception. And that is what people are working towards. Recently, a new polymer was discovered which really would facilitate such a procedure. And animal studies have been very promising, showing complete absence of sperm quickly after the procedure, and then full reversibility as well. But I mean, those are still only animal experiments. We need to go, or the people doing those studies need to go to bigger animals now, and then we will only have the human study. So I don't think for you, I think you're going to probably be like 60 by the time that this comes out. But the point is that it's going to still be quite a number of years before that is available. Then there are some other newer drugs that they are testing. But really, the research in that with those drugs is really progressing quite slow because of a lack of funding. And I mean, so many drugs have been tried and did not yield anything that big pharmaceutical companies are reluctant to invest a lot of money into them at this stage.